أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا جاءتهم آية قالوا لن نؤمن حتى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 125 of Surah Al-An'am. In the ayah yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fact that the system of Allah Ta'ala is that there will always be opposition from leadership, from prominent people against the haqq, as we had seen in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and of course in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this Allah Ta'ala had kept the great wisdom that Allah showed that Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was not in need of prominent persons for Allah Ta'ala to show their izzat and their honor. Going forward, we find that there was a person by the name of Walid ibn Mughira. Walid ibn Mughira would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if this wahi, this concept of revelation is true, it is a reality, then I have two virtues over you. One is in age, I am older than you, and number two is in wealth, I am wealthier than you. And hence, if there was any truth and reality in wahi, then I would have been more rightful a recipient of wahi than you are. Then we find Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl, although he was from the Quraysh, but the immediate ancestry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam differed from him. So he would say that the Bani Abd Munaf, when we look at the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father was Abdullah. Abdullah's father was Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib's father was Hashim. Hashim's father was Abd Munaf. So from there it stemmed away from the lineage of Abu Jahl. So he would say that the Bani Abd Munaf, the children of Abd Munaf, and our family were always at loggerheads. We were always in a race, like two race horses. That is the exact words that he would use, insofar as honor, integrity, respect was concerned. And now the Bani Abd Munaf boasts that they have a Nabi amongst them that reached, that had received wahi had reached him. So until and unless wahi would not reach us, myself, my people, then we will not accept the nubuwat and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such were the priorities of those individuals, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to all of that. And Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ, that when an ayah will come to them, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to them, or a verse of Allah ta'ala will come to them, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَا, they will say that we will never believe, hatta nu'ta mithla ma utiya rusulullah, until we are given the same, the likes of what the rasuls were given, the prophets were given. So if you say that all the anbiya were given wahi, then we will not bring iman until wahi does not come to us, referring to Walid ibn Mughira and Abu Jahl particularly. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best where Allah will send his risala, where Allah ta'ala will send his message. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best whom Allah Ta'ala will choose for nubuwat. Two very important aspects. One is, it is not material achievements that will grant a person nubuwat, like Walid ibn Mughira had thought. Number two, it is not lineage like Abu Jahl had thought that will earn him nubuwat. And on the other hand, no matter how much of spirituality a person may have, ruhaniyat, spiritual training, dhikrullah, tilawat of Quran, all of that is not going to earn a person nubuwat. It is not something that can be earned. It is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created insan, Allah ta'ala created the hearts, Allah ta'ala knows spiritual proficiency, Allah ta'ala knows intellectual capacity, Allah ta'ala knows heights of akhlaq and character, and hence on that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. One point that some of the commentators have written with regards to this verse, if you look at it, hatta nu'ta mithla ma utiya rusulullah, Allah. The word Allah appears twice, one after the other, without any intermediate. There is nothing in between. Imam Sawi and the other commentators have stated that they have heard that on this, when Allah has come, Allah and Allah, in between the two Allahs, if a person makes dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the dua. سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's second response is this, that those people who have sinned, very soon sagar, humiliation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'adhabun shadeed, and a severe punishment will befall them. That they think that they are rightful owners of nubuwat or rightful incumbents of nubuwat. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it doesn't work with your arrogance, it doesn't work with your pride, but the opposite will befall you, that sagharun indallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliation. And we will understand that izzat, honor, man kana yuridu al-izza falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. Whoever requires, whoever desires izzat, izzat doesn't come like that. Izzat belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha. Allah honors, Allah humiliates whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. So those people who have wronged, those people who have transgressed, they had sinned, that very soon humiliation will come to them in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adabun shadeed, second, a severe punishment. Why? Bima kanu yamkurun, because of their plottings, that all of this they had done so that they would stop others from following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.